This is WCRB in concert with the Chameleon Arts Ensemble. At a time when events around us seem to be pulling the country apart, the common threads of what America means are more important than ever. The musical fabric of the United States is as vast and diverse as the country itself. But one composer's voice remains a foundation for all of it, Aaron Copland. The Chameleon Arts Ensemble performs Copland's Appalachian Spring, as well as the composer's setting of poetry by Emily Dickinson, and revelatory works by Amy Beach and Arthur Berger. It's all coming up on WCRB in Concert. Hi, I'm Brian McCreath. Welcome to WCRB in Concert with the Chameleon Arts Ensemble. One thing that distinguishes the United States from other countries around the world is a common identity as citizens based in ideas rather than ethnicity or religion. And that makes the idea of an American sound in music impossible to define. Still, some musical expressions seem to work pretty well, and they're the ones largely defined by Aaron Copland's music, which so often evokes not just the wide expanses of this country's geography, but a unique brand of hope and optimism. So that was the cornerstone of the concert that opened the Chameleon Arts Ensemble's 20th anniversary season, a program called Creating an American Sound. This broadcast of the Chameleon Arts Ensemble is anchored by two pieces by Copland, his 12 poems of Emily Dickinson and Appalachian Spring. In between those works is a gorgeous example of pre-Copland American music, Amy Beach's Piano Quintet. And we'll begin with a piece that's not only influenced by Copland, but actually dedicated to him, Arthur Berger's Quartet for Wind Instruments, written in 1941. Berger may not command the same name recognition as his friend Copland, but his music is some of the most inventive you'll hear from the past several decades. He was just a bit younger than Copland, and he had a way of injecting a melodic quality into the imposing modernist language of his time. From his early 40s on, he was based in the Boston area, teaching first at Brandeis University and then at the New England Conservatory. But this is a piece that came before that, when he was based at Mills College in California. Here's the Chameleon Arts Ensemble with the Quartet for Wind Instruments by Arthur Berger, in concert on WCRB. Thank you. That's the Quartet for Wind Instruments by Arthur Berger, performed in concert at First Church in Boston by the Chameleon Arts Ensemble. Chameleon Arts Ensemble is celebrating its 20th anniversary season, and you can hear the next program during the first weekend of December. On Saturday, December 2nd, and Sunday, December 3rd, the Chameleons will perform a concert they're calling Earthly Echoes, Celestial Song, which is anchored by the amazing Quartet for the End of Time by Olivier Messiaen. For more information about the entire Chameleon Arts Ensemble season, start at the In Concert page of classicalwcrb.org. Later in the broadcast, you'll hear the Chameleons in what a lot of people consider the clearest musical distillation of the American spirit, Aaron Copland's Appalachian Spring. Next, though, is another piece by Copland that channels the American spirit through a distinctly different prism, the words of one of this country's great poets, Emily Dickinson. And according to Chameleon Arts Ensemble Artistic Director Deborah Bolden, Copland had a specific goal in mind when he composed 12 poems of Emily Dickinson in the late 1940s. But he also discovered something within himself.
He was very interested in trying to get to her essence. When he was working on these pieces, he actually went to her house in Amherst and tried to soak up the surroundings and really capture her essence. And what he did, I think, was capture more of his own essence, which is, as I mentioned, in parallel with Emily Dickinson. And the thing that I think is so remarkable about his settings is that he was able to capture the vulnerability of Emily Dickinson. And the texts that he chose combined both the ordinary, maybe changing seasons, knocks on the door, listening to a bugle, with the extraordinary aspects of her poetry and her preoccupations with eternity and death. And in doing so, I think he came around to his own vulnerability and fragility in that music.
And there is much more of this conversation with Deborah Bolden on our podcast, The Answered Question, which you can find at classicalwcrb.org. As Gabriel Langfer's notes for this concert mention, the poems Copland chose represent well the themes that recur often in Dickinson's work: observation of nature and the changing seasons, social isolation, hints at lost love, and, most importantly, fascination with death, specifically her own. And here are two members of the Chameleon Arts Ensemble, soprano Mary McKenzie and pianist Vivian Chang Freiheit, at First Church in Boston with Aaron Copland's 12 poems of Emily Dickinson in concert on WCRB.
Little hand that It wasn't a experiment last year. Going to heaven, I don't know when. ask me how. Indeed, I'm too astonished to think of answering you.
Thank you.
Aaron Copland's 12 poems of Emily Dickinson ends with a setting of Dickinson's The Chariot, which also happened to be the first of her poems Copland set to music. Copland wrote later that its first lines absolutely threw me. The idea of this completely unknown girl in Massachusetts seeing herself riding off into immortality with death himself seemed like such an incredible idea. I was struck with that, especially since it turned out to be true. Mary McKenzie was the soprano soloist and Vivian Chang Fryheit was the pianist in this concert performance of Copland's 12 poems of Emily Dickinson at First Church in Boston, part of the Chameleon Arts Ensemble's 20th anniversary season. And stay with us. More of the musical fabric of America, including Aaron Copland's Appalachian Spring, is still ahead on WCRB in concert with the Chameleon Arts Ensemble.